Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning, and welcome as well to visitors who are here. You're always welcome to come back and worship with us again. Please take note of all the announcements that are in the back of the bulletin, and there is also a listing of all the seniors who are graduating, so you have that information as well back there. One thing I do need to highlight, though, is that we still need three more delegates to go to the NALC convocation. It is going to be held in Oklahoma City this year, and it is in August 9th through 11th. If you're interested in going and representing this congregation, please let me know or let Boyd Wisey know. Thanks. Are there other announcements that need to be made? Anything? Okay. If not, then I think I want to turn it over to Bonnie, and we'll have the senior recognition now.
Good morning. Looks like I blew in time. Believe it or not, I was early, and I forgot something and had to turn around and go back. So I'm here. This is a wonderful morning. Today it is my privilege to introduce to you the graduating seniors from here at St. Paul Lutheran Church. When I call your name, if you'd please come up front. Carly Bame, daughter of Tina and Rodney Bame. Timothy Lane Edmondson III, son of Timothy II and Laura Edmondson. Oh, come on up here. Madison Gush, daughter of Monica and Alton Gush. Jarius Herring, son of Hope Brown. Madison Lemke, daughter of Milam and Carlene Lemke. Connor Rupert, grandson of Peggy Oliver. We also have two seniors who were baptized and are members of our church, but life has taken them to the Houston area. However, we would like to just recognize them this morning. That would be Braden Kennedy, son of Leanne and Toby Kennedy, grandson of Betsy Schultz and the late Marvin Schultz, and Carly Hafling, daughter of Bradley and Michelle Hafling, granddaughter of Pam and Stephen Hafling. Okay, now we get to do the fun stuff. I got them up here and they're mine. Okay, guys. Raise your hand if you are graduating as a third-ranking or honor student of your class. You see two hands? Okay, Carly Bame is graduating here in Yorktown as honor student, and Madison Gush is graduating in Carn City as honor student. Raise your hand if when you graduate you will already have your associate's degree. Madison was able to complete college courses during her high school time in Carn City, and she has her associate's degree from Coastal Bend College in Beeville. When did you graduate from there?
May 12th,
so she did that before high school. Okay, raise your hand if you have a dual credit course with high school and college. Oh, okay, that was a few more than I thought. Okay, I knew that Timothy Edmondson did. You're going to where, Tim?
Ross University.
Okay, but where? What school right now? You're not in Yorktown.
Victoria West High School.
Victoria West. And you got a dual course credit in what?
College algebra.
Cool. Algebra. Okay. And then Madison, of course, you got yours. And who else had it? Connor, what'd you get it in? English what? Okay. All right, we got some smart kids up here. All right, this one is going to help me. If your name is Madison, would you raise your hand? Yes, there are two of them. So, you know, if you hear the name a bunch, it's because there are two of them, all right? Let's see. If you're joining the Navy, raise your hand. Jarius, thank you for your service, your future service to our country in the Navy. I believe you leave on August 1st for boot camp in Florida, or no, excuse me, in Illinois. And then you're going to be there 10 weeks and then go on to Florida? Okay. Well, we appreciate your service. Thank you. If you plan on protecting our wildlife and our environment, raise your hand. Okay. Timothy wants to attend Sul Ross, as he said. He wants to study range and wildlife management as well as criminal justice so he can join the Texas Game Warden Academy. I think this dream started when you were in Scouts and you became an Eagle Scout. When did you become an Eagle Scout?
September 1st.
Of last year? Okay. Is that the, if am I right, that's the highest rank in Scouts, right? I don't think too many accomplish that, do they? Less than what?
13%.
Less than 13%. Okay, congratulations there. Let's see. What else do I got? All right, if you plan on becoming an EMT firefighter, raise your hand. Think down on their end, Madison Lemke, right? Okay, Madison plans to attend Victoria College. That would be her first step towards becoming a paramedic. And then she wants to train and join the Victoria Fire Department. And as a firefighter, you also are an EMS. Is that correct? Okay. And I think she told me that she's done some ride-alongs. Her dad's part of the volunteer fire department here in town, has been to some wrecks. So she's aware of what she's getting into, and this is what she would like to pursue. I think we also have a young man who has been a member of the fire department, the volunteer fire department. Right? Okay. He has been a member of the Nordheim Volunteer Fire Department for how many years?
Four.
We appreciate that. Thank you. If you plan on becoming part of the medical field, raise your hand. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll start on the end. Connor is going to be attending Texas State University. He wants to become a nurse. He said something about probably just general practice, but he is considering trauma. Next is coming up the line, Madison Gush. She's going to be attending the University of Texas in Austin. She wants to get her master's in exercise physiology and then attend physical therapy school. Okay, clarify for me, to be a physical therapist now, it's past master's, right? You actually, it is a doctorate, isn't it? Okay. And we have one more, Carly Baim. Carly wants to attend Blinn College to pursue her dreams of becoming a radiology technician. Okay, explain that. What does a radiology technician do?
An X-ray, tech, MRI.
An X-ray, MRI, those kind of things. CT? Okay, all right. That's needed, very much so too. All of those things, I use them all. So. Are you thinking of an LVN too, Jarius? Okay. Is that something you can do in the Navy? Possibly? Okay. All right. Anybody else? Did I miss someone? Okay. Okay. I think they've all probably participated in sports somehow, some way during high school. But I think there's a couple here, a few that we do need to recognize that stood out a little bit. First of all, there's an event called powerlifting. It wasn't around when I went to school, so some of you others may not know of it, but it's an event they've had for quite a few years. If you were in powerlifting, raise your hand. Okay, Connor placed at regionals 3 years. Okay, and you notice we had a girl raise her hand. Madison Gush, it's not just a boy sport anymore. It's for girls as well. And she did powerlifting. Madison, you were a state qualifier and medalist. What medal did you get? Fourth at state. Wow. Okay, don't mess with them, okay? We also had a runner, a cross-country girl, Madison Lemke. I don't run. Unless the building's on fire, I don't see a need to run, but God bless you. I have a granddaughter that runs cross-country, too. She went to district, and you placed fourth, and your team placed third. Okay. All right. We also have a couple of seniors that are advocates. An advocate is someone who speaks up in behalf of a person or a group or something that perhaps needs some encouragement or help speaking up for themselves. First one I recognized was Connor. You did speaking events in FFA, and you were an advocate for agriculture. Okay, well, you know, that's been in your family for a long time, right? So very important. Okay, Carly, I think you are a diabetes awareness advocate, right? If I understood right, a member of her family is type 1 diabetic, so it's become very important to her. She wrote an essay, and she placed first in district, first in regional, and third in state. So if you need to know about those things, see these two young people. All right. This one was kind of interesting. It just intrigued me. One of these guys up here can actually play 3 or 4 instruments. Raise your hand. Okay, you got to tell us. What do you play? Okay. All right. Way better than me. I play the radio. So we're good. We're good. All right. I don't know if anybody in here has heard of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's an organization at school for the athletes to actually get together, have a meeting, do Bible study. And I understand Madison Lemke, you participated. Madison Gush, you did too. Connor, you too. Anyone else? Okay. Okay, got some general things now. Raise your hand if you attended Sunday school. Raise your hand if you attended Bible school. Raise your hand if you helped with Bible school. Raise your hand if you help or you participate in the Christmas program. Raise your hand if you helped with Easter breakfast or the egg hunt. Raise your hand if you volunteered. I think our youth organization did some volunteer work. Did any of y'all do any volunteer work around town or through school or anything? Okay. What were some of the things y'all did? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, Connor, did you think of something else? Okay, those are wonderful things. Okay, we have one more thing that I need to share. One of us up here has just spoken to Pastor and is working on being a confirmed member of our church. Who is that that just spoke to Pastor? Madison? Madison Lemke. She and Pastor are going to work out so that she can become a confirmed member, a voting member of our church. As you can see, these young men and women have been busy. Today it is our privilege to honor and to recognize them and their many accomplishments. Guys, before you go, we have a little something for you from your friends and family here at St. Paul Lutheran Church. And after church, please come forward. We want to get a picture with Pastor, okay? I present to you St. Paul Lutheran Church's graduating class of 2023. Congratulations. Okay, y'all can go sit down now. One last thing, each of these seniors is eligible for a scholarship from St. Paul Lutheran Church. They have been given the necessary information. We would like to thank all of those who have contributed to the Senior Scholarship Fund. Donations can be made anytime, all year round. Your generosity ensures the future of our youth. Thank you.
Please rise as we sing our opening hymn, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less.
Oh,
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
In the Word was life.
And the life was the light of all people.
The Word became flesh and lived among us.
And we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth.
Build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
We pray in the Holy Spirit.
Keep yourselves in the love of God. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation.
Everything old has passed away. Behold, everything has become new.
God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, let us be reconciled to God and to one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins,
known and unknown,
things done and left undone. Uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, grant us pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all our sins.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, your Son, our Savior, is with you in eternal glory. Give us faith to see that, true to his promise, he is among us still and will be with us till the end of time, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We sing the hymn, Praise and Thanksgiving. You may be seated.
Reading from Acts chapter 1. When the apostles had come together, they asked Jesus, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to you and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This is Jesus, who had been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. All of these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read Psalm 68 responsibly. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him.
Let them vanish like smoke when the wind rises away. As the wax melts the fire, so let the wicked perish in the presence of God.
But let the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. Let them also be merry and joyful.
Sing to God.
Father of orphans, defender of widows, God in his holy habitation.
God gives solitary and home, and brings forth prisoners into freedom, but the rebels shall live in dry places.
O God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, you sent a gracious rain, O God, upon your inheritance. You refreshed the land when it was weary.
Your people found their home in it. In your goodness, O God, you have made provision for the poor.
Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord.
He rides in the heavens.
Ascribe power to God. His majesty is over Israel. His strength is in the skies.
How wonderful is God in his holy places. The God of Israel gives his strength and power to his people. Blessed be God.
A reading from 1 Peter chapter 4. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith. For you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. After Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Have a seat. Do we have some more? Now, we are all children of God. And, you know, a lot of people think about, well, what do we do to make sure we please God? Now, for some people, they say, you know, we need to stay away from everything that's sinful and against sin, and the people that are sinful, so that we won't sin. Other people say, you know, we need to be with the people who are sinning so that we can teach them and influence them and help them learn to love God too. That's been a big debate for a very long time. There are even monks and certain groups of people who live all by themselves, away from everybody else, so they won't be tempted to sin. But, you know, I think what we can do is that we can live among everybody and teach them about the love of God. So, we're going to talk about, this is our world, okay? Nice and clean. Oh, but what happened with Adam and Eve? They ate the apple, and when they ate the apple, they brought sin into the world. Oh my, what's happening to our world? What's happening there? It's turning green. It's getting kind of murky. Sin kind of does that to people. Hold that a minute. And you know, it's kind of hard if we're living in the world and we also sin for us not to be in there with all that murky and ugly stuff, right? So I'm going to show you what we as Christians can do. Okay, you're going to have to open that paling for those of us who are not good at that. Okay, thank you. Okay, this is going to represent us as Christians, okay? And we're going to be in the world with everybody. Thank you. Okay. Oh, what's happening? Well, it kind of is, isn't it? But what's happening with that stuff we put in there at the very top? Is it in with the green? No, what's it doing? It's staying at the top. You're right. Well, that's kind of what we're like as Christians. We have something very special. We have the love of God, and when we do that, we can be with all the sinful stuff, and still, people are going to notice, you know, there's something about those Christians. You know, they're going to see the love that you show to all your friends and family, and even people that aren't related to you. They're going to see that you're kind to people. And they're going to go, you know, I want to be like that. I want to be a Christian. So that's one of the things that you do. You can be among everybody that is, but you can show them that you're unique. You're different. And they're going to want to be like that. And today in our gospel, Jesus prayed to God. He said, you know, God, I'm going to be leaving here. And I know my friends and my disciples, they're going to be staying here to preach your word and to make new disciples and everything. So I need you to be with them. Give them strength to do that. And so he prayed for us. And I think he still prays for us today to make sure that we're living the kind of life we need to so that we can be in the world but not of the world, where we're doing all of the sinful things that maybe other people can do. We make better choices. So we always want to remember that God gives us strength and that we're the example for other people to look at and say, I want some of that. That's your witness to God, so that people want to believe in Jesus and be saved just like you are. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his words and all the things that he gave us. Thank you for answering his prayer to take care of us and give us strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, thank you.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last Thursday, 3 days ago, was a holy day on the church calendar. The day was the day of Ascension. 40 days before that was Easter. Jesus had been arrested. He was put on trial. He was tortured. He was condemned. He was hung upon a cross to die. He died. He was buried. And on Easter, he rose from the dead. For 40 days, Jesus walked among people. He was there with his disciples. He showed them his hands and his feet and his side, the wounds from the cross. And he assured them that he was alive. There's a story in John's gospel where Jesus ate breakfast with them on the beach. Jesus was alive. He had risen from the dead. But the ascension then, 40 days after Easter, is when Jesus returns back to heaven. His work on earth is complete. He has died for our sins. He has risen from the grave, assuring us of eternal life. He has walked around for 3 years with disciples and with other people, preaching, teaching about the kingdom of God, showing the signs and the wonders, letting people know the love that God had for the people. Jesus did his work. He has completed his work, and he goes back up to heaven. There's two places where this story is told. One place is in Matthew's gospel, the very end of Matthew's gospel. Jesus' work is complete, and this is the last thing that Matthew puts in his gospel book. Is this story of ascension. That's probably the one that you know the best, and that's where Jesus gives that great commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The other place that this story of the ascension is written is in the book of Acts. Now, Luke did not include the story of the ascension in his gospel. Rather, he waited until his second book, And he puts it at the very beginning of the second book. Luke is the author of Acts. And he puts it right there at the very beginning of Acts because it has, not only has Jesus completed his work, but it also shows that this is how we move forward. It's that continuation of what Jesus did, moving forward. And so we look at this story a little bit. Jesus goes and meets his disciples on a mountain. In Matthew's gospel, it's up in Galilee. Here in Acts, it's close to Jerusalem, a short ways away. But they go up on a hill or on a mountain, and Jesus rises up to heaven. But before that happens, the disciples are gathered in Matthew's gospel. The disciples are still confused. They still don't understand. And Matthew even mentions some of them even doubt it. Here in Acts, what Luke writes is that the disciples are somewhat confused, and so they ask, is now the time that you are going to restore the land back to Israel? They're still thinking in political measures. But Jesus has so much more in mind. He says, that time you will not know. You do not need to know. You know, people get caught up in the end times. They always think, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Is it now? Is it going to happen now? You see signs of distress in the world. You see wars. You see earthquakes. You see famines. You see floods. You see all these signs and you think, is this the end of the world? But that's not for us to judge. It's not for us to know. We don't know when that's going to be. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't need to know. It's not important to me when this world is going to end. Because what we need to do as Christians is live as if it's going to be today. That the end of the world is today. Live in that manner every day. We shouldn't, if we found out that the end of the world is coming tomorrow, would you change your behavior? And the answer should be no, because I live my life as I'm called to by Christ. Now, am I perfect? No. Are any of us perfect? No. But we need to live our life by following Christ. So how do we do that? How do we live our life in that way? Jesus tells us right here in Acts. He told us right there in Matthew. In Matthew, he says, go therefore and make disciples. Here in Acts, he says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We follow Christ by being witnesses. We look at Christ, what Christ has done. These disciples and other followers were with Christ for these last 3 years before he ascends up to heaven. They were with him day in, day out. They saw what he did. They witnessed his healings. They witnessed the signs and the wonders. They heard what he had to say in his messages, in his sermons, and his private conversations, or in the classes that they had with him. As they were walking down the road, they had conversations. They saw how Jesus handled people and how he welcomed people. People of all natures. He welcomed those who were outcast of society, the poor, the injured, the lame. He also spoke with the rich, the wealthy, the powerful. Jesus excluded no one. So we follow Jesus. We are to be witnesses. 50 days after Easter, Ascension was 40 days after Easter. 50 days after Easter is Pentecost. Jesus tells us he is going to send an advocate, someone to help us. So we're not doing this all alone. We're not being a church all by ourselves. But he sends the Holy Spirit to enthuse us, to call us, to gather us together, to enlighten us, to make us whole, to always call us back when we lead astray. That Holy Spirit calls us back to action, back to faith. So we're not alone here in this earth. We simply follow Jesus. And that can be any way. Look at the stories of Jesus, of how he did that. And a lot of times it was in one-on-one kind of conversations. And you never know when you may run into that opportunity just to talk to someone. It may be someone doing work around your house. It may be a neighbor. It could be a family member you could talk to about Jesus. The opportunities arise. It could be somebody in the grocery store. It could be somebody at work, somebody at school. That opportunity arises. And I know I catch those opportunities. I do visit with people from time to time to see them. When I go to make hospital visits, a lot of times, mainly in the larger cities, I'll wear my clergy collar. And people will stop to me because they want to talk. I've been invited into rooms there in the hospital because somebody needed being prayed for, even though I've never met these people before. But those opportunities are there, and you don't need to be a pastor to do those things. He calls all of us to be witnesses, to be witnesses. Be ready to open and share your message about Christ, your story about Christ. Yes, you can point them to Scripture, you can point them to the stories of Jesus, but you can also tell them why Jesus is important in your life. Why is Jesus so important? How has God helped you? That's what it means to witness. Your story. How God has affected you. How God has lifted you up. And tell that story of how Jesus has saved you and wants to save all people. Those opportunities arise. Grab them when you can. It's kind of scary sometimes. You don't know the folks, maybe, or are you not sure how people are going to react? But it doesn't hurt to try. And that's what Jesus is calling us to do. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. I am sending you as witnesses to all the earth. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn, Amazing Grace. We continue with the prayers. Please rise. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. O God, beyond all praising, you have revealed your glory through your Son, who has risen and ascended, and who reigns at your right hand forever. Lord, in your mercy. Grant to your persecuted people a firm confidence in the hope that has been established through the steadfast obedience of Christ their Lord. Give them grace to triumph through their sufferings and rise to serve you even in the presence of those who trouble them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we give you thanks for the gift of education. Bless all those who are graduating, that they may continue in knowledge and truth. May they use their learning in all their endeavors, and may they serve you and others with the love you have poured into them. Lord, in your mercy. We remember before you all who gave their lives for their country in service of liberty and justice for all. Thank you for their great sacrifice. May it not be in vain. Thank you for everyone who risked life and health in defense of others. Heal those who are wounded in body, mind, or spirit. Help us to honor and assist them. And we urgently pray, bring the whole world to that glorious day when war will be no more. Lord, in your mercy. For those suffering or in want, for victims of abuse, for those who are depressed or anxious, for estranged families, for the ill, for the hospitalized, and for the grieving, we pray especially for Bill Claverman, Don Whelan, Verda Mae Forster, and Lynn Magura. Lord, in your mercy. Raise all your saints to eternal life. Until that day, we give you thanks for the faithful examples of those who have listened to your voice and now rest in you. Lord, in your mercy. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. To continue with the offering, you may be seated. Let us pray. Merciful God, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this
in remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, for all is ready. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O God, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For the blessing today, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be singing it. We'll be singing the benediction. It is printed in your bulletin, and it is to the tune of Edelweiss. Our closing hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks.